The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Well, I think we should just bring on Paulie, better known as Burt Young.
And they're talking about a movie called Creed.
You know what, though? You better have Paulie in that movie.
If they dump me, it'll be sacrilegious.
Hi, from Mario Lopez. Mario, how's it going tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great. And you got a lot of Hollywood hotties getting on you, or what? And you were like a Miley Cyrus. That shit works. You know, I need you.
Yeah. You I haven't known her since she was a little girl. She's real sweet, and, she's grown up.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, she has.
Mr. Gianni Russo played Carlo Rizzi in the original Godfather.
James Caan. Still financial.
He broke two of your ribs, you say?
With the kicking when I crawled out?
Going
to the fire hydrant?
Mm-hmm.
We want to introduce Mr. Bach Rutten.
How many bouncers did you take out at that one time in Sweden?
There were five of them, so I had every one I dropped, but they were just coming back up, you know? So,
Mario Andretti. Mario, how are you this evening?
Wonderful, guys. Greg, one question. If I call you the rambling freak, will you squash me like a bug?
And welcome to Extreme Radio. I hope I can get through this next hour because my stomach is bothering me a little bit, my friend Greg. I'm not feeling so good. I might have to fucking projectile vomit and shit at the same time, a little diarrhea. They call that airlock where I came from. So I'm hoping you might have to take over. Are you okay, bro? Or are you feeling a little bit like myself?
Well, no, I'm good to go, Joe. You know what I mean? I listen to shit like that, and that's rocket fuel for us. They make, you know, obviously, you know, people don't know what we're talking about, but we'll have to bite our lip for the moment about that, you know?
I'm telling you, man, it makes me physically ill, but you know what? We're going to have to fucking get ourselves, pull ourselves off the fucking canvas, dust ourselves off, and get our cocks fucking in a bind here, because we got two fucking guests coming tonight, and we have a fucking really cool clip that we're going to play of Ariane Celeste, the UFC ring girl, who is just stunningly fucking gorgeous.
Very hot.
Oh, Jesus, bro. Forget about it. Every fucking crevice covered with fucking saliva. So fucking, we want to definitely do that. But you know something, Greg? Rich is going to be our first guest comedian, Rich Voss. We had him on back in December, on December 9th. He wants to come back on. We want him back on. We love Rich Voss. He's a fucking pisser. We're also going to have on Johnny Potenza. That's the Late Night with Johnny P, television talk show host. We're going to be on his show in May. We're going to talk about some of his co-hosts that he's had over the years, and some of the funny stuff that he's had, some of the guests that he's had on his show, some similar guests that we've had on ours and have coming up on ours. So it's pretty interesting. But, you know, what you really, obviously, it should be a total team effort, right, Greg? And my, you know, my definition of the word team is you always, like, you know, like when you're watching TV and you're watching one thing, they always say coming up next on HBO is True Detective, or coming up on next, Real Sex, right? So they plug each other's shows. So I'm going to take it upon myself to plug what comes up after Gregory and me, Extreme Radio, Voice America Variety Channel, Stand Salad, people to people working together for your safety. Now, Greg, I don't know. Do you know much about Stand Salad?
No, you know what, Joe? I have no clue. But I think I'm going to have to listen to this, wink, wink, you know, right after we're done talking.
Because that's what you do, right? Usually, like...
What?
I mean, we get great fucking plugs from the show that precedes ours, don't we?
Yeah, but Joe, the show that's after us is, you know, we obviously, you know, we're all for, you know, I think people don't know what we're really talking about, but, you know, what bugs us is that we've had the show that's on before us, we won't even say their name, because, you know, but they plug shows that are not, you know, they happen to be on the same team as us. And we're not even talking about here. They work with us every day in our job, which is working for the magazine. But the thing is they plug shows that are not even on this network. And, you know, we're a little pissed at that. Not just that, but there's personal shit that's flying, you know. So I think that that's why Joe's ready to friggin',
Well, I'm gonna give Stan a nice fucking little fellatio right now. This guy, Greg, I can't even. Where do I even start? Toxic free product and counterfeit free material and consultations and training. Now, what would make me more fucking hard than listening about household germs and things along that line? And if you see, he looks like the guy in Borat. I mean, it just it's all to me. It's on a fucking perfect shelf. This is like. There's no other. We're the greatest warm-up act because this guy, he's the fucking headliner in my fucking opinion. And Stan Salad, he's been with them for probably a number of years with the Voice America.
Wait. You said where? We're the warm-up act, right? Mike, is Mike there, the engineer? Mike, are you
Mike?
Is our show? Would you consider us a warm-up act, or would we be more like the entree? You know what I'm saying?
I consider you guys an entree for sure.
Stan,
yeah, but that's not a live show after you guys. You guys are the last live show of the day.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I don't care, live or on fucking archive or replay. Stan's the man.
Yeah, I run his show too. He's a good guy.
Light bulbs, hairbands, brushes, school supplies, anything that you think you can get germs from.
Yeah.
Hold on, Mike. Have you ever listened to Sean Ray and fallen asleep? Just out of curiosity.
I haven't listened to a show yet because I'm normally busy running a different show at the time.
Okay, that was a good answer, Mike.
That's
Sean,
great
I love
answer.
Sean. Sean's my boy. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, sometimes I feel like you have no idea, but we'll have to keep that between us. But I'm sure your boss likes Sean and I, right? He's got it, right? Hello?
Hey, listen, I'll tell you one thing. There is one guy that is not going to put you to sleep, and that is fucking comedian Rich Voss, who's joining us right now on the Shroom Radio. Voss, what's going on, bro? Rich, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, what's up, man? I gave you a great intro, and all of a sudden I'm like, Voss, what's going on? And it was just fucking dead air.
I didn't even hear first of all, I didn't hear an intro. There was complete silence, and then, are you on? That's okay. I've heard my intro a million times.
Okay, oh, sure so you have, pal.
it's no big deal.
No, that's right. Cool, man. So, listen, we like to. We're glad to have you back on. You joined us back in December before the holidays. We got you back on now. So, what's happened to you since then? I know the podcast has been taking off. You've been doing a lot of fucking live tours and shit. So, give us a little insight about what's going on with you and Bonnie and you and yourself too.
Wait, Rich, your time's
right
up.
Now
thank you for coming on.
I'm sitting. What's going on?
I said your time's
Hello?
Up. Thank you for coming on. No, I'm kidding. Because last time we cut you off by accident. I'm sorry. I was fooling around.
Is this the co-host or the inadequate producer?
No, come on.
This is the jerk-off co-host, Greg. No, I was kidding around with you.
Because
last time we cut you off by accident, we didn't realize we had a time thing, so I was fooling around. So I was saying, okay, Rich, thanks a lot. You know, you can always cut off.
Thanks for joining us. Rich, we got to go to
comedy.
Break now. We'll be right back after this message from Rangold Extra Dry. All right, okay.
Well, I'll review the comedy. Forget it. I tried.
You guys are breaking up. Are you guys doing this out of a van?
Yeah. A green van really with two hippies driving it.
We're on 14th Street right now.
Yeah, one of you guys sounds great, and the other one sounds like a robot. so anyhow, you know what? Let's keep talking. We're going to get this going, folks. Anybody who's listening, this is called technical difficulties, and this happens a lot when it comes to show business, all right? So just sit there until we figure it out, all right? Because it's not like you have anything else fucking to do if you're listening to internet radio to begin with, all right? So now we're going to figure this out. Now, one guy talk first, please.
Go ahead, Greg. You can do it, bro.
It's probably me that sounds like a robot.
Now you sound perfect.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, so here we go. Let's get this thing started. Boy, this started off like the end of a marriage. that was a pretty good fucking line. I can't believe
I can relate to that, unfortunately.
What's that?
Greg can relate to that joke, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, my marriage, yeah, believe me. Me and marriage don't get along. But I want to hear what Rich has been up to, so let's shut up and let Rich talk.
Yes.
First of all, don't say let's. You're the one who's yapping, okay? let's. Jesus, don't you hate when someone does, like when someone's overweight, they go, and you're not, they go, man, we really need to lose weight. No, we don't. You do. Don't bring me down with your fucking disgustingness, okay? And it's just like, we need to shut up. It's not we, okay? Because there wasn't a we involved. He handled it perfectly. He got me on the line, so what's going on? And then you jump in like some over-anxious fat girl at a junior high school dance that's finally getting ready to get her dance, and you run out on the floor and you're knocking people over and you're fucking stepping on legs. And don't get me wrong, you're probably as good as he is, you just were just a little over-anxious, that's all. I know I'm a big act, and it's exciting to get somebody like me on the line. So relax, take a deep breath, okay? And, Then we'll go a lot smoother. Now, what's going on with this boss? I'll tell you one thing that's going on is I just bought, like when I go on the road, I'll tell you show business stuff, but this, you know how they have like the bands that you could do, biceps and stuff, you know, you have all different types of bands. I got one band. I just bought two things for my hotel room. One band that has three elastic, but it's a pull-down for triceps, but it has the rope on it. You know what I'm talking about? Like the rope tricep one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I got that. It's great. And then I bought you, what's that thing? What is it? TRX? What's that training thing? It's with
TRX.
Two straps. TRX, right?
Yeah.
I bought this TRX thing at Walmart, which I don't know why people are so down on Walmart. You know, they always go, oh, Walmart, look at, here's my friend, he's coming out of a hotel. Hold on. They always go, Walmart put the mom and pop stores out of business. Well, fuck you, tough. Do the mom and pop stores let you park your RV in their backyard? No, okay? And also, can you go to a mom and pop store at 2 in the morning and buy mustard, a golf shirt, and a chainsaw? And, hold on. What are you doing? It's Foss.
What the fuck?
Oh, I'll see you later.
There's something incognito coming out of that hotel.
Someone just came out of a hotel, this comic I know. I was hoping there would be, like, a guy following him, and I would...
Was it a tranny?
With a tranny, that's not really busting him. That's just being jealous.
He's trying to avoid you. He's trying to avoid
What's
you.
That?
He's coming out of a hotel. I said he's trying to avoid you, and you're beeping the horn because he's coming out of a hotel. He's probably doing something he's not supposed to be doing.
Yeah. You're like a profiler. You should get a job with the FBI. That was. I say if you looked at a dead body, you would go foul play, huh? So, I got one of these TRX bands that you can put in your hotel door, right? And the fucking best exercises you can do in your room. Now, that's my exercise portion of the interview. Now,
you know
comedy.
What, Rich, you know what I got to bring on the road with me? That's the greatest exercise I can do in my room, a prostate massager.
Oh, everybody has one of those.
Fuck the TRX.
That's for the cool down. Listen, I saw a story. This is a true story. This guy, speaking of putting, things in your ass, and I do this on stage, but this is true. This guy put a live eel in his ass. It's always a guy that does this shit. He put a live eel in his ass, and it got stuck up in his ass, of course, or else it wouldn't be a story. And it was stuck, he had to go to the hospital, right? Now, which has to be the most embarrassing moment in anybody's life. I mean, there's nothing more fucking... And I'm thinking, if that was me, before I went to the hospital, I would break my wrist first. And when I got to the hospital, I go, look, while I'm here, can you check to see if there's a live eel in my ass? I mean, the reason I'm here, obviously, is because of my wrist. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know.
Now, is there any way to try to say the eel got there without you shoving it in there? Like, is there a way, like, an eel could just sneak his way in there?
Well, yeah, it's happened. You know, if you're, like,
swimming, like, you know, in the ocean.
If you fall out of, like, a helicopter or a plane, go to a building, into a fish market, through the roof, and land right on the eel, that could happen, all right?
Sure.
But then it would be a dead frozen eel, okay? Now, a live eel, you could say, well, I was at a bus stop, and someone had a pet eel that got away. I don't fucking know. Look, I was doing my joke 30 seconds ago. You wanted me to keep going with it? Jesus. It wasn't good enough when you laughed and we could have moved on.
Or you could have said that you were swimming in the Congo and one of the mules just fucking made its way up your ass. Because they have the other ones that go in your dick over there in the Congo.
Oh, yeah, that's the fucking, I saw that on TV, that fucking wee-wee fish, they call it. When you're pissing, it opens up your dick hole more, and these fucking fish find their way in there.
Yeah.
God, I need anything to make my dick thicker. If I can get the fish. That would be a dream come true. Hopefully for his whole family.
No, but that's serious, though. I saw that on the show, like Greg said. Yeah, the fucking things go in your dick hole, and it fucking burrows in there, and it's supposed to be, like, you know, excruciating pain, which I could imagine, bro. Even worse than the ass, it's got to be.
I would imagine it would be a lot of pain. I mean, every time I put something in my dick hole, I'm never going, woo, this is fun. I guess they were looking at, I don't know, my, something. They put a microscope in my dick once. I've also had kidney stones where they put, stents or cath, whatever they put in your dick when you have a kidney stone. You're pissing out sands and rock, mm-hmm. You know. So I've had everything in my dick that a person could possibly get in their dick. I've never had a pipe cleaner, which I'm looking forward to. But, I was going to say something else, too, but I forgot. So I'll just have to go on to another topic. I had something to say, but I just drew a fucking blank because old stupid came up with the fish in the dick story.
Hey, now I got to ask you something. Now, we had Jason Ellis on our show, and he was all right. I'm not going to, you know, piss on him now that, you know. Opie and Anthony had this issue with him, and I totally side with O&A on it because they fucking took care of this guy, and then he was a dick to them. What's your feeling on that whole thing they got going on?
Wait, they were a dick to Jason Ellis?
No, Jason Ellis was a dick to O&A.
Who was a dick? Jason Ellis was a dick?
Yeah, he was talking shit, saying he was the second hottest show on Sirius, this and that, and he was bigger than them, and they're coming down, he's on his way up. And they're the ones that fucking gave him his start on fucking channel.
Well, I don't know. I mean, these guys, they all get fucking crazy, and, you know, you know what it is? It's like the little guy that wants to start a fight with a big guy to get you know, attention. Or this. You think O&A really give a fuck about him?
No.
They're making whatever they make a year. They're, you know, people know Opie and Anthony, and some people know Jason Ellis too. I mean, you know, he is what he is.
Yeah.
But they're not competing. They're not sitting here going, "Oh God, we got to worry about him." You know what I mean?
Not
like,
in the fucking
league. I have open micers trying to trash me on Twitter. I go, "Are you out of your fucking mind? You're an open micer. You're new." That's like me going, that's like me trying to trash Chris Rock. I go, "Are you fucking crazy? Don't you think in the long run that you're going to need me before I need you?" Right?
Well,
so it's really an inferiority complex that these fucking guys have, and they try to attack. You know, it's just ridiculous.
And you know what it is?
That's
you forget where you come from type of thing. So I threw a few posts and tweets out saying, you know, we had Jason Ellis on our thing, but fuck him now because he was totally out of line with this fucking thing, man.
Maybe he has an eel up his dick.
He had an eel up his dick, maybe?
He has an eel up his dick. And he's trying to get out an open air.
Shut up. Every time you talk, it brings this goddamn interview to a screeching halt.
Boss, I'm going to have to bring this to a screeching halt because we're pushing a break, and I got a guest coming up after you, so I want you to give the plugs out there, bro.
All right, follow me on Twitter, at Rich Voss. Buy my CD. Still empty inside on iTunes or Amazon Digital. Still empty inside. Guaranteed you liked it. Live podcast show tomorrow. That's sold out. Movie will be out within a month. Still empty inside. Thanks, you guys, and both of you. You're my two favorite people that I talk to right now.
Thank you so much. Okay. I feel the same. You're the favorite guy I speak to right now, too.
I hope you guys get fish in your cocks and you have to go off the air.
Hey, Rich, if you see me coming out of a hotel, don't beep the horn.
Three other comics just walked by me that I know. I'm very famous. I'll talk to you later.
Famous guy, brother, so we love you. Have you on twice, man. Rich Voss, thanks for joining us again. We'll be right back after this break with Johnny P.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
This is Jim Kelly, former Buffalo Bills quarterback and Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Joe Pitaro and Greg Valentino.
Fitness RX for Men is the ultimate men's print publication, website, and radio show. More than just fitness, we'll also bring you the best news in sports, entertainment, and lifestyle. Fitness RX for Men was established first as a magazine in 2003. Be sure to visit our website, www.fitnessrxformen.com, and check out our social media pages for up-to-the-minute news and tips every day. It's your ultimate prescription for the perfect body. Visit FitnessRxForMen.com today.
Oh, how the fuck are you? Max Cook here. Let me tell you something. I had a lot of fun talking to Joe and Greg. A couple of top-shelf margaritas, those two. Now, you're going to do me a favor. You're going to go to YouTube, and you're going to type in Max Cook, M-A-X-K-O-C-H, you strunts. And you're going to watch my videos, and you're going to fucking like them, or we're going to have a problem.
Hey, it's Artie Lang, and you're listening to Greg and Joe. Check it out.
You are listening to Fitness RX Radio with hosts Greg Valentino and Joe Pietero. If you have a question or comment for our show today, please call 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You can also send an email to jpietero@advancedresearchmedia.com. Now, back to Fitness RX Radio.
All right, welcome back to Extreme Radio. Thanks again for the great Rich Voss. Check out his links. We're going to have it on there. My Wife Hates Me, Rich Voss, and his wife, Bonnie McFarlane's podcast. But right now, we're going to be joined by Johnny Potenza, Late Night with Johnny P TV show. John, welcome to Extreme Radio, pal.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Hey, Johnny, what's going on?
Thank you for having me. It's my honor to be on the show.
Oh, a pleasure, bro. So just why don't you give us a quick little plug on where the show can be seen and when it airs, John.
Okay, let me see what we have here. You know, it's an entertainment variety show. It's an hour show, public access TV, but it airs on Time Warner, Verizon, Fios, and Cablevision. It airs in the five boroughs, and it airs in California and L.A., and, you know, if you want to let people that don't live in that area, you just go to Vimeo.com or on YouTube, or just go to the Facebook Late Night with Johnny P.
So this is, like you said, a public access show, but it's not just showing locally in New York here. You got West Coast feed also, so that's pretty cool, and you've had some great guests on, but also you've had a bunch of interesting co-hosts, too, so why don't we get into that a little bit, too? Let us know who some of your co-hosts have been throughout the time that you've been on television.
Well, this is the situation. We started a show years ago called The Gangsters of Rock. It was an underground public access show from 97 to about 2003. It did about 45 episodes, and then we canceled it. Then years later, in 2008, we came out with Late Night with Johnny P. We're on our seventh season right now, and I had a couple, you know,
for the whole 7 years, I had different variety of co-hosts. And actually, my first co-host, this girl, Catherine, she was real good. And then, just like everybody else, they get comfortable and they don't want to do the work anymore. And then, you know, I have to let them go and get other co-hosts. And then after that, a girl, Dana, was with me. She was there about 3.5 years. Another one. You know, they're like, they turn into like Marilyn Monroe's, these girls. And they don't want to work no more. You know, they want you to do all this stuff for them. And so then you just got to keep going and keep moving on. And then, so it's like this last year, I've been putting all the girls on the side, like my Ed McMahon. And I just sit behind the desk and I just use a bunch of different girls. You know, some of them are good, some of them are bad. And, you know, the ones that don't do their homework, they do less work on the show. And that's what it pretty much comes down to. You know the deal. It's hard when you don't have a budget, but if you want to make things work, sometimes you got to do everything yourself.
Oh, yeah, Johnny, we know. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are these chicks Italian? You got any Italian girls on there?
Yeah, you get the Italian. Yeah, mostly all Italian girls I get. You know, some of them are Irish, some of them are Jewish. You know, usually the Jewish ones don't mix with the Italian personalities because they want everything done for them. But, you know, listen.
They're the ones that
want
to get paid.
Yeah. Listen, those are the ones. The ones that want to get paid are the ones that are really good because they're the starving artists.
Right.
All of them are good in their own right. It's just some people have different goals and different dreams. You know, it gets personal sometimes when you work so hard with somebody for so many years and you got to let them go. You know, there's bitter feelings. And then after a while, you just pretty much forget about it and you just get that friendship back and you move on. Most of the time, a lot of them want to come back on the show. I just say, let's just keep the friendship and, you know, leave the business to, let me just handle it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Go ahead, Greg. I'm sorry, Joey.
He was teasing us, right, Joe? When we were talking on the break, he was teasing us. He was saying that, you know, because we were asking who's going to be on the show when we're going on there, and you said Selena Gomez, and that kind of got me, like, a little bit aroused, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to understand, I have, like, I kind of like young girls, right, Joe?
I'm
too young. Hey, I don't mean too young. You don't want to talk about.
That's all good. That show's going to be good. That's on May 22nd. Vinny Paz, the 5-time world champion, is going to be on with you guys. And Keith Shock Lee, the original member from Public Enemy, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers from last year. And we're just waiting on a comedian because one of the guys canceled. But as you guys were talking about it before, for a public access show, we've been doing a lot of work and a lot of homework. So we're on our 83rd show this month, and been going strong ever since. So we're eligible to air in the whole United States and different parts of countries, but I don't have the manpower or the extra cash right now to pay someone. I need someone that's going to handle sending DVDs out to all of these public access shows and all these public access, all these public access stations. And that's not a fairy tale, it's the truth. So I just keep up with the main New York City, L.A. If we get a budget one day, we'll publicize it everywhere. I mean, it is on the internet. We're scouting out like professional representation now, guys that are going to try to push it to the next level to try to get us onto like a network. Nothing too big. I've settled for something VH1, Fox, News or something like that. You know, something that's going to pay us a salary, something that's going to be worldwide. I have a friend, I don't know if you know Eddie Trump from That Metal Show.
Oh, sure, yeah. We had Don and Jim Florentine on the show.
Don Jameson's a great guy.
Yeah.
I know Eddie a long time, but I'm more friends with Don. Don was on my show, but, I mean, they're on the 12th season, and they're doing very good for themselves. I'm going to be
awesome,
very happy to get my show on a level like that.
Absolutely. You've had some really good guests on, too. I mean, we've actually had some common guests on your show and my show and Greg's show here. Do you want to give us some of the bigger names that you guys had on Late Night with Johnny P?
See, well, you know what's good about being Italian? You know, you get to make them an offer you can't refuse sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But, thank God a lot of these celebrities, they don't forget a lot of them forget where they came from, but most of the ones that I had don't forget where they came from. And they see a guy trying hard, and if you're humble enough and you treat them with respect, they'll do you a favor. Most of the time, 99 out of 100 guests that come on my show, I'm friends with them, and I stay that way. And that's how I like to keep it, you know what I mean? But let's take it from the top. Like guys from The Sopranos, like Vinny Pastore. We had Frank Vincent. Guys like William Forsythe I did remote with. Robert Finero, Artie Pasquale, Lou Martini, all from The Sopranos. Okay, you can get guys like from Oz and Blue Bloods, Robert Clohessy. Then you get like the mob wives, Big Ange, Love Majeski, Carla Facciola. You know, and the list goes on. Uncle Nino from the Jersey Shore.
Uncle Nino, all right.
Uncle Nino's the best. You know what? Out of all the celebrities that I met and came across, I probably hang out with him. He brings me so many places that I never pay for shit. And,
did he bring the wine when he came over?
Yeah, he brings the wine and then he brings the wine and then he takes it with him.
I'm feeling very Italian right now. I'm feeling very Italian.
He's like, Genevieve, I got you some wine when he's leaving. It's like, you know, out of like five bottles that we drank. Okay, can I take this home with me? And he puts it in his pocket.
He goes, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. No, but he's good. And you know what? Out of all of those guys, Joe Franklin, the legendary Joe Franklin.
Oh,
I know you guys know who he is.
Yeah, Greg loves Joe Franklin. He was just talking about him the other day with me on the phone.
We were just talking about him. I used to watch him all the time. Joe Franklin and Martin Payne. Remember, you just always talked that Martin Payne shit.
Joe Franklin's a gentleman, and he came on. The guy's 90 years old now. He came on about 2 years ago. Him and Big Ange, that show made us win the Nova Award, which is a public access award for acknowledgement for like in categories. It's, you know, it's like the Academy Awards, but for public access TV.
Very nice.
Awesome. You know, there's a lot of Mama Lukes that are trying to do the same thing, but you know how it is. You know, you got to deal with a lot of jerks in this business.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Some of them are on the same team of us.
You know, I know a lot of people.
I don't want to get Joe started.
Don't get me started. I'm plugging up my fucking diarrhea right now after the previous show.
You know who you guys remind me of? You guys remind me of the modern-day jerky boy sometimes.
Yeah, well, we've been called jerks by the people on our own team, too, by the way. But,
yeah. I don't know if you guys know Kamel. You know Kamel?
Is that you talking about the jerky boy guy?
Yeah, Kamel, the black
dude.
Yeah,
the Indian guy. Yeah, because it's Johnny B. And the Indian guy, yeah.
I don't know Johnny, but I know Kamel very well.
Uh-huh.
I met him years ago from an old friend of mine. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Frankie LaRocca.
No, I haven't.
Well, Frankie LaRocca was a big record company producer, but he was a studio drummer for like he played like a, he was like one of those not seen drummers on albums. Like he played on Runaway for Bon Jovi, did Scandal, Goodbye to You, but he was Brian Adams' drummer for a while, but he's the one who founded the Spin Doctors.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I know Spin Doctors, absolutely.
Yeah. Frankie passed away a couple of years ago, but he was a dear friend. He's the one who introduced you to Kamel, and we've been friends ever since.
Oh, yeah, I know that Scandal song, Goodbye to You. I like that song. I used to like that back then.
There's a lot of drummers on a lot of these songs that the original artists didn't play on.
Yeah. Right. You're a drummer too, John, right?
Yes, I am. That's what I was waiting. I was waiting for that one.
I know. I did my homework, bro.
That was my dream to be a rock star. In my, you know, when I first started all of this years ago.
Good dream, man.
You know, started playing bars at 15, started playing the drums at 12, and then just took it all the way till I was 40 years old. Until I just said, you know what, I can't go for the dream no more. It ain't happening. We were with a band called NYB. None of your business. That was my main group for a decade. It was produced by Richie Scarlett, who's actually...
Oh, shit, Richie Scarlett, I remember him.
Oh, Richie Scarlett's the best. He played, you know, he's Ace Frehley's right-hand man back in the day.
Oh, I know. How old are you, John?
Me, I don't like telling my age, but, you know, just go do the math. I'll be 45 in October.
Hey, John, I'm almost 10 years older than you. I remember Richie Scarlett when he played, you know, in the Gemini. I used to see him... all of them. I knew Twisted. Dude, I had a fight with the guy from Twisted Sister, Mark Mendoza.
Oh, really?
I had a fight over a girl, yeah. And then I got my ass kicked by what's his name? Dee Snider jumped on top. I was only 18 years old. I was in high school. Happened
really?
In the Gemini too. I remember, dude, I got so much. I could actually, if I figure it out, look at a calendar, I could actually give you the exact day that happened. It was in 1979, and it was in June. It was the last week in June. If I look at a calendar, I could give you the exact day. You know, so it's funny all the shit that I, you know, because, you know, that's my era. You know, the Richie Scarlett, you bring up Richie Scarlett. I'm thinking, holy shit, that people don't even, you know, Rat Race Choir, Richie Scarlett, all your old bands.
Richie Scarlett's still touring. He's on his, like, seventh solo album. And the guy still plays better than ever, believe it or not. And, you know, anybody out there, just join him on Facebook, Richie Scarlett, the Emperor of Rock and Roll. But Richie founded my band back before I was even with NYB, when Ace Frehley and Peter Criss were solo, I had a band called Barrage. When we opened up for Peter Criss and Ace Frehley twice, that's how I met Richie.
And then
he said, listen, I'd like to produce you guys. So we were going to produce Barrage, then the band broke up, started NYB. We got two records out. They're on iTunes still. They're on CD Baby and on Amazon. Our theme song to the late night show is None of Your Business, so we still use that song for the open of my show.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah, it is what it is. You know, funny things happen. If the show ever goes off one day, if God gives us that luck, hopefully the song and that record years later will make us some money.
You bring the boys back together like the fucking Blues Brothers. Bring the band back together.
Play the fucking live. I'm still very much good friends with all those guys. They're family to me.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool, though, man. I knew that you played. I didn't know that you guys had records and shit out. That's fucking wild, man.
Yeah, we were. If you wanted to say what we sounded like, it was all these hip-hop producers and all these big producers that listen to it now, they say you guys came out at a wrong time. But when we put all our stuff out, rock was pretty much dead. And from 96 was our EP, then 2003 was the full length, and a couple of singles in between. At that time, hip-hop was so huge, they weren't even looking at rock and roll bands. And we and our people that were pushing it, we had a record label called Shinebox Records. It was an independent record label that was pushing us. Met with all kinds of people in California, with Jimmy Levine, Doc McGee, the Kiss Office.
Doc McGee,
New York.
Kiss.
They had trunks of bands that were so great that didn't even get to see the light of day. And we were one of them. No one had no budget for rock bands. Very few bands were getting signed at that period.
It's still that way, Johnny. We do a lot of rock stars on the show, and we've been talking to them. And, they all say, oh, no, we're still big in Europe. But, dude, over here, let me tell you something. You can get Lil Wayne to blow a fart, you know what I'm saying, in a microphone, and that shit will go on YouTube and get 10 million views. There's some of Metallica shit that don't even get 1 million views, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's crazy. It's a whole different generation now. Nothing that's wrong with them, but they come from different times. They didn't come from the sex, drugs, and rock and roll era,
Right. You listen to this guy like Drake today. My kid's listening to that garbage, and I sit there and I hear, ass. It's stupid shit like that. And it's amazing. You go on, 100 million views on YouTube. And then, artists like I said, Iron Maiden or something like that, they're looking to get 1 million views or 2 million views as opposed to 100 million views with shit like that. It's amazing.
See, my view with the younger generation, and I'm always going to say mentally young, is they don't go out of the box. My range of music, I'm a hard rock guy, but I love everybody from Kiss to Who, Zeppelin, the Stones, all the way from like Elvis to the big band. Yeah, I'll listen to some Jay-Z, some Dr. Dre, but I'm more like a rock guy, Motley Crue, Van Halen, Ted Nugent, Aerosmith.
I listen to all that shit too, but you know what, Johnny? The difference is that you're a musician.
Yeah.
These guys today, it's all electronic. Fucking Jay-Z, he sucks, bro. He's not even a good rapper. He sounds like a fucking guy doing karaoke.
I'm not into none of that stuff. I like some of the stuff, but I grew up with different stuff. I'm not knocking for what they do. Hey, listen, God bless these guys. They made friggin' millions and zillions of dollars. Look at Puffy Combs. Come on. The guy's, I don't even want to bust his balls, but the guy's a zillionaire,
I respect. They turned the hustle, though. They took the hustle and turned it into scuttle.
Hey, listen.
A
lot of my guys, even myself, we were street guys years ago. I wish we were able to turn it around. Those guys, most of those guys, did the same shit we did, but they just, they got their time, and that's all it is. It's just a different generation.
You're correct, though. You hit the nail on the head before. You said it. You were 100% correct. It's the era. If they tried to do that shit years ago, their shit would have been thrown in the garbage. They came in at the right era.
Yeah,
it's just like Mob Wives. If Mob Wives came out on TV when John Gotti was the boss, they would have took VH1 off the air.
Unfortunately, we got to fucking go to break, so I want to give you a chance to plug your sites and anything else you want to plug. So go ahead, man.
All right, what do we got here? Our www.johnnyptv is under construction right now, so don't even go there. Just get me on Late Night with Johnny P on Facebook. If you need to email us, same thing, latenightwithjohnnyp@yahoo.com.
And I got all the links on the article, so we'll have this.
Yeah, NYB, None of Your Business on Facebook. Check it out. Some good stuff.
Check out Johnny's music, Johnny's show, and Greg and I are going to be on May 22nd on Late Night with Johnny P live out there in Staten Island. So, John, thank you so much for joining Greg and I in Extreme Radio. You have a great night, bud.
Yo, good luck to you fellas. Thank you.
Johnny, you too. You rock. We're going to rock your show, baby. We're going to rock
off you guys.
I'll get you thrown off the air.
That's okay.
We'll be right back, guys.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey, this is Dan Hardy from the UFC. You're listening to Greg and Joe Extreme Radio.
Fitness RX for Men is the ultimate men's print publication, website, and radio show. More than just fitness, we'll also bring you the best news in sports, entertainment, and lifestyle. Fitness RX for Men was established first as a magazine in 2003. Be sure to visit our website, www.fitnessrxformen.com, and check out our social media pages for up-to-the-minute news and tips every day. It's your ultimate prescription for the perfect body. Visit FitnessRxForMen.com today.
Hi, I'm Shannon Sharp, Fitness RX for Men. Bam!
Listen for MD Radio on the Voice America Variety Channel.
That's Muscular Development Radio.
Every Monday, your host, Sean Ray, will take you inside the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. The show will feature Hall of Fame bodybuilders, trainers, judges, and the future champions of tomorrow. Plus, you'll be invited to participate in our call-in Ask the Pros feature. And our nutritional spotlight will feature products that can help you achieve your fitness goals. MD Radio is broadcast live Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Oh, how the fuck are you? Max Cook here. Let me tell you something. I had a lot of fun talking to Joe and Greg. A couple of top-shelf margaritas, those two. Now, you're going to do me a favor. You're going to go to YouTube, and you're going to type in Max Cook, M-A-X-K-O-C-H, you strunts. And you're going to watch my videos, and you're going to fucking like them, or we're going to have a problem.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey, what's up? Mario Lopez here, and we're at Gio's Brooklyn Boxing Club doing a photo shoot for Fitness RX for Men.
You are listening to Fitness RX Radio with hosts Greg Valentino and Joe Piatero. If you have a question or comment for our show today, please call 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You can also send an email to jpiatero@advancedresearchmedia.com. Now, back to Fitness RX Radio.
And thanks again to Johnny P for joining us there late night with Johnny P on Facebook. You can check out his videos on Vimeo and on YouTube. Also, if you don't catch his show live on, he's got a bunch of networks, Comcast, Verizon, all of those good cable networks. But, Greg, it's pizza time. We have our sponsor, A Slice of Brooklyn Pizza Tour.
I'm hungry.
Wait till you see this fucking stuff on this fucking tour. AsliceOfBrooklyn.com. Make sure you check it out. My good friend Tony Muya has given us a fucking basket full of tickets to give out to the Extreme Radio listeners. So the first caller, I'm going to give this a few minutes to get that first caller to come in to our number. We've been giving it out. I'll give it out again. That's 1-866-472-5788, 866-472-5788, Greg. So we're going to give that a moment, and then I'm going to ask Mike to put the first caller through. And next week on St. Patrick's Day already, bro, can you believe it? St. Patty's Day, and we're still talking about fucking snow this week. We're going to have on the fucking one and only Artie Lang, the fucking Howard Stern show and also of the own Artie Lang show. You can check him out on DirecTV every night. And then also former Kiss Lee guitarist and current Grand Funk Railroad guitarist Bruce Kulick is going to be joining us. So two good guests next week, guys. Artie Lang and Bruce Kulick. We're going to have a few laughs, and we're going to talk some fucking heavy metal rock and roll like we just talked with Johnny P, Greg.
Dude, Artie Lang knows a madman. You got to love having Artie. I mean, he's crazy. I love him. I love Artie Lang. I'm looking forward to that one.
Bro,
you know that.
Fucking his Crash and Burn book, it's like, how the fuck did this guy survive? And it's amazing, the fucking thing.
Dude,
all the shit he did.
He's a maniac. I saw him on that show on TV. I thought they were going to pull him off the set, you know, with what's his name there?
With fucking, what's his face's kid there? The Fox 5 baseball guy.
Oh, God. Why can't we say his name?
Jack Buck. Joe Buck. I'm thinking that Jack Buck is dead. Joe Buck's his kid. St. Louis Cardinals guy.
Joe Buck. Joe Buck. That was Buck. Dude, he actually had a meltdown on that show.
That was like a fucking famous thing, man. Joe Buck wrote the fucking intro to his book, so there's no hard feelings. Joe Buck thought it was great TV, but HBO got all fucking, you know, they got their cocks in a fucking pretzel, so it's amazing. But let's see if we got Mike. Do we got anybody on the line there for the pizza?
I hope it's girl, because I want to go with her.
Come on. Yeah, we got John from New Jersey online.
John from Jersey. John, you there?
Hello?
Hey, John, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
John from New Jersey, you are the fucking proud owner of two free tickets to a Slice of Brooklyn Pizza Tours. That's a face value of $160 for the pair, bro.
Are you shitting me?
Hey, John, we're dead serious.
No,
buddy.
Wait. Really, I just found this show and I called in just to see if this was really real. And you're kidding me, right?
No,
oh,
bro.
John, thank you, man.
If you don't want them, we won't give them to you. You don't have to fucking take them.
No, this is awesome.
I'll take them.
Wow,
fuck you.
Fantastic.
I'll take my fucking wife. I'll tell her I fucking bought it for her birthday. What the hell, man?
No, hell no.
But just make sure you don't listen to the show that precedes us, or else you're not going to have an appetite for fucking pizza when you get there.
Oh, wow. So tell me more about what I'm getting here.
All right, John, I am glad that you got the surprise of your fucking life. You're listening to a funny show and you're winning pizza tickets, so.
Oh, I found a cool show, and what a way to start it off.
Good, man.
Fantastic.
I'm glad that you're fucking,
Thank you, John. I'm glad that you found a good show.
And keep listening because you're going to hear some more good things and maybe some more pizza tickets. We can't give them to you, though. But.
Yeah, maybe. How do I get the tickets?
I will. You're going to go on hold, and Michael's going to give you all the information, and you're going to get them. Don't worry, bro. I wouldn't fuck you like that.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, bro. Have a good night. That's John from New Jersey, the proud winner of our Brooklyn Pizza Tours. Winner Tony Muya, my buddy, who runs that Manhattan. Forget about it. Go to Brooklyn Pizza, slice of Brooklyn Pizza, sliceofbrooklyn.com. Link's on the fucking site. Just go there and get it. What do you want? I can't remember every fucking link, Greg, right?
So, wait, did you say Tony Mulinyan's name is?
No, not Tony Mulinyan. Tony Muya. Tony Muya.
Tony Muya.
So, listen, we have one more segment for this show. Ariane Celeste, the UFC ring girl. Now, the UFC does everything right, especially the way they bring their fucking ring girls there, how they blow kisses to the camera and say, I love when they put the little silky robes on them because they get cold sitting there with their little fucking bikini kind of things on and their heels. They're fucking stunning, bro. And Ariana Celeste, I ran into her at not this Arnold Expo because you know that I wasn't there, right? You're aware of that, right? That I didn't
know
this
year. No, I know. We weren't there.
We weren't there. This was a previous year at the Arnold Expo. So I must admit, yes, it's not a live interview. Whatever. It's still going to make you fucking guys laugh. But Ariane, I had a quick conversation with her. I did a quick interview with her with the at the Arnold about the UFC, and I asked her, like, where she likes to party, because I'm not going to say that any questions about fighters. It's a fucking hot chick. I want to ask her about partying and what's her favorite place.
Anyway, it's getting paid to sit there.
Yeah, and she just walks around with a fucking card that has a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 on it if it's a championship fight, the fives, right? So, yeah. Ariane Celeste, I just said hi to her, and can I ask you a couple of quick questions? I had my old trusty journalist recorder there, and I had her, you know, on there, and I let her answer these questions. Now, the audio is a little shitty because it was very loud, a lot of fucking background noise. And so we'll clarify it. I'm going to let Mike's going to play the clip now. And
all right.
Yeah, Mike, if you want to play the clip, and me and Greg will clarify it.
What is your favorite city to visit when you do your UFC cards?
My favorite city so far has been Sydney, Australia, of course.
Oh, wow. And later this month, you guys will be in New Jersey. How do you like coming to the East Coast, Northeast?
I love going to the East Coast. I love going to Jersey because I can go right to New York and have fun.
What do you do to have fun in New York?
I go to nice restaurants, I go out to clubs, have a good time.
When are we going to see an MMA card at the Garden?
Excuse me?
When are we going to see an MMA card at the Garden?
Where's that, in New York?
Yeah.
Hopefully soon.
I agree, definitely.
Okay. Listen, they don't come with brains and beauty all the time, Greg, and she is a prime example.
I think if people probably like, I couldn't hear that, it wasn't clear, but what she's basically, Joe was asking her, you know, questions that she was going to give him bimbo answers to, and at the end he asked her about the Garden, when we're going to have a fight at the Garden, if she didn't know where Madison Square Garden was. I mean, you know, so obviously, I don't know, that's like, to us guys in New York, that's like sacrilegious. Am I right or wrong, Joe? I mean, exactly. I mean, how do you not know the Garden?
Greg, the Madison Square Garden is like asking somebody, where's the Roman Coliseum?
Right. You know what I mean?
The Roman Coliseum. Where's the Eiffel Tower? It's a place that everybody knows about, especially somebody that's in an industry that travels all around to all of these shitbird arenas. Now, they go to the ones in Jersey that are right across. Now, she even said, I love going to New Jersey because they had a card at the Prudential Center at this time. It was like a week or so after that, and that's part of the interview also I asked her. And she goes, I love going to Jersey because so they can go into Manhattan and go party, and she says she goes to clubs. So she goes into probably maybe around the corner from the Garden, somewhere fucking Midtown on 8th Avenue.
Hey,
she's out discoing and pounding fucking drinks.
We gotta fuck that shit. We gotta meet up with her. You gotta, next time you tell her, now that we got the show here, we'll make it some sort of, because, you know, we got all the hooks, dude. We, you know, with Keith Collins, our guest last week, who runs half the fucking biggest parties in New York City, with movie stars and shit. Dude, you know, I mean, he had my book party there, you know, in Crimson. We gotta get some of these girls to come hang out with us and shit.
We'll give Ariane a second chance. We'll play dumb and ask her, you know, when are we going to see an MMA card at the Garden? And hopefully she says something that doesn't say, where's that, New York? But speaking
of
Keith Collins.
How old would you say she is?
Ariane, she's in her 20s. The thing's like a pink dot, probably.
Young.
Oh, my God. Bleached asshole. Probably a bleached shaved fucking asshole, bro. Oh, my God. I'm getting wood here, bro.
You know, I love them young girls. You know that. I love them young. You know, I'm old, so I got to like them young. My girlfriend is just turned 28 last week, and I've been with her freaking 7 years.
12
you know?
Years, right? But, bro, you mentioned Keith Collins. I have to give a shout-out and a fucking huge thank you to fucking Keith. We were on the Daily Film Forum, and this is not a forum like the forum that we used to have that we still do, but we don't. Whatever.
Yeah. Wink, wink, wink.
Wink,
yeah.
Wink, fucking wink. A Daily Film Forum is a fucking movie, like an industry website for the film people. It's not like a fucking message board / fucking forum like that other fucking crap. This is like articles and all that stuff. And we were on there. Keith knows a guy that writes on there or whatever. And he said that, hey, I'm on the show, check it out. He gave him the link to it. The guy listened to it and gave us rave reviews. He's got links on our Facebook site and on the regular website in my blog over there. So, bro, we're going main fucking stream all the way, man.
Mike, come on for a second. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
out of all the shows you guys got on Voice America, how many of them have been on TMZ? We actually were on TMZ twice. I don't even know if you know that. We were on
What was that girl's name? The one I was on the one I wanted to fight Snooki. We were on
Angelina.
And then we were right, Angelina. And then we were on recently with the Burt Young interview. They actually played clips of the Burt Young interview.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then we got this write up. You know, we're getting write ups and stuff on mainstream friggin' movie friggin' forums and stuff like that because of, you know, our interviews are funky. None of these other shows get that shit, do they?
No, you guys are the only ones I know getting up on TMZ and all that.
I think
I was pretty impressed when I saw that Burt Young interview up there. I was surprised.
Yeah, you know what sucks, though? They don't give us enough credit, though.
Yeah, they didn't really say anything about it. About the show itself.
Tiny little letters when they had it on there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, has the Sean Ray show ever been on there? Do you know?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Stan's been on, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking household. Bro, we're going to be out of time, man. We got 30 seconds left in this fucking thing. Mike, another fucking fabulous night. Love it, man, every time.
Good job, Mike.
This is a fun one. Thanks again to Rich Voss, Johnny P, and of course the lovely Ariana Celeste. Ariane, I keep saying the fucking name wrong, but you know what I mean.
Joe,
see you next week with Artie fucking Lang and Bruce Kulick. Have a good week. FitnessRxMen.com.
Thank you for listening this week. Greg and Joe will be back next Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel with another edition of Fitness RX Radio. Have a pumped week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.